The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Thursday's edition, where we're going to be focusing on four races, two from Perth and two from the evening action from Epsom. For live commentary, results and tips on Thursday's racing, make sure you tune into Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. with Mark Walton, Dale Gibson and Craig Forsyth providing their expert analysis. They'll be covering the afternoon racing from Perth, Haydock and Yarmouth. Well, in the evening, the racing comes from Newbury and Epsom. There's also Irish racing from Bellerstown. But right now, it's myself, Michael Wood and Andrew Mount to preview Thursday's action. Good afternoon, Andrew. How are you?
Hello, Michael. Pretty good, thank you. And just got a bit wet, though. Just nipped out for a bit of lunch. And as per usual, I visit Leeds and it chucks it down with rain. It's the end of June and it's throwing it down out there.
It is incredible that every single time you are in William Hill Towers, the rain is uncanny. It just turns up as soon as you arrive. It is absolutely bucketing.
They should pay me to stay away.
Well, before we get stuck into Thursday's action, Andrew, I think it's worth looking at an exciting card on Saturday from Sandown. Obviously, the Eclipse and the Lancashire Oaks are two of the races that particularly catch the eye. In terms of the runners in those two races, what's probably the most appealing bets for you?
I like My Dream Boat in the Eclipse. This one didn't get the credit he deserved for winning the Prince of Wales' stakes at Royal Ascot last time. A 16-1 shot that day. All the attention was on the comprehensive defeat of odds-on favourite Ashin Hikari. But, My Dream Boat did that well, hanging left in the closing stages. Otherwise, he would have won by more than a neck from the second favourite found. And that took his record over 10 furlongs to two wins from two starts. The other win came at Sandown, like Ascot, a stiff right-handed track where he beat Westin Him in this year's Gordon Richard Stakes. And I just think he's open to further progress. Two from two at 10 furlongs. We'll love the course. We'll love the cut in the ground. And I think around about 11-4, he's got to be the bet in the race.
And in terms of the Lancashire Oaks, I know it's a race that you're particularly interested in, Andrew. What would be your best bet currently?
Yeah, I quite like this race as it often pays to side with last time out winners. I remember having a good look at the stats for this race a couple of years ago when there were only three of the nine runners were last time out winners. And that included the 8-1 winner and 9-2 second, both trained by John Gosden, for a forecast of 43-1. One that stands out this time is the Luca Kamani-trained Loving Things. This one recorded a very fast speed figure when winning a listed race at Pontefract last time and could be the way to go in this year's renewal.
Well, Loving Things currently 7-1 for the Lancashire Oaks, if that particular bet floats your boat, with Endless Time, the current 130 favourites. Well, Andrew, let's get stuck into Thursday's action. I know you're dying to get your stats out with the four races that we're looking at, and the first race that we're going to be looking at is the 4:10 at Perth. In terms of this race, Andrew, it's over 2 miles, 4 furlongs and 20 yards, 12 runners, so plenty to choose from. What catches the eye here?
Well, the first thing to notice about this race is the poor form of most of the runners going into it. Only two of these finished in the first three last time out. Those are number two, Gleanna Dotchess, a bit of a course expert, as is my pick in the race. Number four, Royal McNab, an eight-year-old, the youngest horse in the race, trained by Rebecca Menzies. And this one was third at Market Raisin last time. and I think will be better suited by the return to Perth. It's got a good record both here and at Musselburgh, both flat, sharp, right-handed tracks. And if we only consider his record over 2.5 miles at those two venues, his record is 3 wins, a second from 6 starts. And the last time he ran here, he disappointed, but that was over 3 miles. And you know, with good ground to his liking and a prominent running style, which is often the best tactic round here, I think Royal McNabb can give us a good run for our money.
So Royal McNabb, the one that appeals for you in the 4.10. Let's move on to the second race that we're looking at Perth, and it's the 4.40. In terms of this race, it's a conditional jockey's handicap hurdle. It's over 2 miles, 4 furlongs and 35 yards. 11 runners in this one, Andrew. What would be your best bet?
This is a tricky race to study even at this stage, because two of the runners are due to run 24 hours earlier also at Perth, John Monash and Gold Chain. So do look out for those and see how they fared in their earlier runs. The one I'm going to side with here is number 8, Badged, who should be a good price with luck. This one actually ran in this race 2 years ago, finishing a very close second, and returned from a break of more than 6 months with a good run over course and distance last time, running in a maiden hurdle, kept on strongly to finish third at 28-1. Now, in his last two seasons of racing, he's improved considerably for his first run back, and if he improves on that last time out course and distance third, then I think he'll be very hard to keep out of the first three. One word of caution, he's a 21 race maiden, 0 from 13 over hurdles, but he does have a large number of second and third place finishes to his name. So the Lucy Normile trained 7-year-old Badged, so he's gone well in this race before, and he should reward each way support once again.
So Badged, the one to look out for in the 4.40 at Perth. Well, let's move on to the action at Epsom, where we're going to be previewing two of the evening racing. The first one that we're going to be looking at is the 7.50 at Epsom. It's a handicap over 1 mile, 2 furlongs and 18 yards. Some interesting runners in this one with 7 to choose from. What would be the best bet here?
Yeah, there's two that caught my eye here, and it's quite hard to pick between the pair. The first one of those is the Charles Hills trained 3-year-old Grapevine. This one was a winner at Windsor on his second handicap outing over 10 furlongs on good ground. And then I thought he improved on that when he was third at Leicester next time behind a horse called Gershwin of David Lanigan's. That one is very progressive and is due to run in the opener at Haydock on Saturday. Gershwin beat a horse called Banksy that day, trained by Luca Kumani, and Banksy came out and won very easily at Pontefract the other day in a Class 3 company. That Leicester race was just a Class 4. So I say Grapevine was, you know, just over 5 lengths behind Gershwin, but you know, kept on well after taking a keen hold in the early stages. And with Charles Hills's horses going so well after a bit of a quiet spell, which his trainer put down to the soft ground affecting his gallops work, then I think Grapevine is going to go well in this race. But I'm going to take him on with Nigel, number 1, trained by Richard Hughes and ridden by Shane Kelly. The 4-year-old was impressive at Brighton last time, winning by 2.25 lengths from a horse called Lord Reason. Now, Lord Reason came out next time and won at Newmarket on soft ground. And the 3rd, 4th, and 5th from that Brighton race have all won, all run well next time, finishing sort of 2nd, 3rd, and 4th on multiple occasions. And I think Nigel's open to improvement. He's racing on the softest ground he's encountered, but he's by new approach. He's got a 16% strike rate on good to soft going, and I think he'll be fine with a bit of cut. He's proven his effectiveness on switchback tracks, and Epsom being very similar to Brighton. And I think he'll take the beating.
So Nigel, the one that appeals for you in the 7.50 at Epsom. Well, let's move on to our final race of this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. It's the final race on the Epsom card on Thursday. It's the 8.50. It's a handicap over 7 furlongs. 14 runners here to choose from. Where would your money be going?
This is a great race. I say numerically very competitive, but there's one that really stands out here. I love the look of this. The best bet on the day for me, which is number 3, Harlequin Striker, trained by Dean Ivory. Now, this one won over the extended mile at Windsor last time, winning by a length and a quarter from a horse called Shifting Star of John Bridges. And Shifting Star has given that that form a boost by scoring back at Windsor earlier this week. Now, the thing with Harlequin Striker is he takes a bit of work to get fully fit, and he always needs his first few runs of the season. And if you just look at his first three runs, each of the 3 years he's been racing, he's lost all nine of them. But from his fourth start onwards, he usually takes off each season. And if we ignore his first three runs of the year, only look at his fourth or subsequent starts, and look at those on good or softer going, his record is 5 wins from 9 starts. Now, what's also interesting is that his first win of the season has been followed by another one immediately afterwards. And in the last 2 seasons, he's been racing. So he won on the 14th and 20th of September in 2014. He won on the 13th of August and the 1st of September last year. And so now that he's hit form with a win at Windsor on the 13th of June, I expect that to be followed by another one. So he loves soft ground. And although he's dropping back from a mile to 7 furlongs, that shouldn't inconvenience, and he won over course and distance on soft ground last September. So Harlequin Striker, the best bet of the day in the 8.50 at Epsom.
So Harlequin Striker, one that definitely catches the eye in the last at Epsom. Well, Andrew, can you please recap your selections for the 4 races, please?
Yeah, certainly. The tricky Perth races, thanks for giving me those. The 4.10, I'm going for Royal McNabb. And the 4.40, I'm going to be siding with Badged, but each way on that one, as he's still yet to win a race. The 7.50 at Epsom, it was a close call between Grapevine and Nigel, but I'm going with the Richard Hughes trained 4-year-old Nigel. And finally, in the 8.50 at Epsom, the Dean Ivory trained Harlequin Striker.
Well, Andrew, thank you for your thoughts on the 4 races on this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. So remember to tune in to Racing Radio on Thursday for live commentary, results and tips. They're live from 1:40 p.m. with Mark Walton, Dale Gibson and Craig Forsyth, providing their expert analysis. Andrew, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.